We definitely want to work constructively with the state to get the best outcome for Noosa. We certainly support the better coordination across the region. The legislation's unclear about the roles that will be played by the local governments. We'd like to see confirmation of representation on this new waterways authority for expertise from across the three local government areas, because currently there's nothing that says there ought to be any experts from the Noosa Shire. It's expertise-based board that they're proposing, but not geographically based. But we think it's essential you have people that understand the local waterways, have intimate knowledge of the local waterways. In theory, it's a good idea to integrate all the multiple state government agencies and local governments that have responsibilities for managing waterways. But unless it has a values-based approach that respects local differences, a one-size-fits-all approach won't work. So that's why we're asking for an authority with structures and procedures and representation that ensures that local needs and values and the qualities of the individual waterways are really well understood, and that any decisions made involve consultation with the communities they directly affect. It's taken a long time for Noosa to get some action on Noosa River about anchoring, mooring, liverboards, abandoned vessels, and that's happening now through very good work by Maritime Safety Queensland. So we're hoping that this Waterways Authority will continue to ensure that MSQ is well resourced and that work can continue and certainly not be interfered with